It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. And Ian and Dan are here with me. And it's your chance to get in here with us as well and play the Harris Challenge. If you've been paying attention to everything that's gone on in the world for the last week, this is your chance to prove it by playing the challenge at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phones, *KTRS will get you in. Of course, if you have played in the last 30 days, then according to the rules, you may not play today. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who work every week and all over our town. But they've got regular gigs on Wednesday nights at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge and some good food. And every Thursday night, they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, no cover charge, pretty good food there as well. After the challenge, I'll tell you where they're playing tonight and tomorrow night. And you can always keep up with them by going to the website, wellhungarians.net. You can also get samples there of their third album. It's called Bonafide, and it's available now for download on iPhone or Android or iTunes or Amazon or wherever it is you get your music. Bonafide, the third album from Well Hungarians. Let's jump right in with our first contestant now. Hello, Andy.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Everybody who gets on the challenge is offered a unique opportunity in the broadcasting world. It's 5 seconds to shout out to your friends, say hello to the family, suck up to the boss. We call it the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, and the airwaves are all yours.
Hello to my beautiful wife and three daughters.
Well, mention their names, for goodness sake.
Jill, Arabella, Juliana, and Madeline.
Oh, those are beautiful names.
Thank you.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what comes spilling out here. Led, of course, by our topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then category two, National Oreo Cookie Day. Or category three, Names You Know. Which one would you like, Andy?
We'll try Names You Know.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. 60 seconds on the clock, 5 questions to get through. 1-pointer through 5-pointer. So there's a total of 15 points up for grabs here, but you don't have to get them all. All you got to do is get more than half of the points to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Oh, yeah. And from Werenberg Theater. We have free movie passes. You might want to see Focus, that new one with Will Smith.
Which I recommend.
I do too. Or McFarland. We have a few others to choose from. Or we have a free bowling party.
Right down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Put an X on the board.
And this bowling party is available at Kingpin Lanes in Bridgeton. And with it, you get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to 6 people on one lane, and a 1 large, 1-topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company.
So you get your choice of the prizes, or take them all if you get all the questions right for what we call the clean sweep. Andy, you've chosen Names You Know. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who tweeted on Wednesday, I want the public to see my email?
Pass.
Whose parents announced yesterday that they're filing a civil rights suit against the city of Ferguson and police officer Darren Wilson?
Mike Brown.
Correct. Which circus company announced that it will phase out all of its elephant acts by 2018?
Barnum and Bailey.
Correct. Ringling Brothers. Who did the producer of The Big Bang Theory honor at the end of this week's show with a picture and the words, quote, the impact you had on our show and our lives is everlasting?
Leonard Nimoy.
Correct. Which Academy Award winner returned to television this week as the star of CSI Cyber?
Patricia Arquette.
Correct. Back to the 1-pointer. This is for the clean sweep. Who tweeted on Wednesday, quote, I want the public to see my email, unquote?
James Franco.
You're very, very close. Hillary Clinton.
Mm. Yep. She's wearing the same pants.
You know what? I'm always on James Franco for the pantsuits.
Well, they were both in Pineapple Express, too.
That's right. Andy, almost a clean sweep, but 14 points makes you a winner anyway. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend with your ladies. And we go on to contestant number 2. Hello, Blair.
Hello, Paul and Guy, gang. I don't know what I was saying there.
Hey, Blair.
Well, gang, let me just pass that along to the rest of the gang. Blair says hi.
Hi, Blair.
Okay, Blair, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, 29-year-old grad student. I have lost the Harris Challenge twice before, and I'm coming back for revenge.
All right, good luck. Which category are you going to do it in? Have you been paying attention? National Oreo Cookie Day or Harrison Ford Can Fly?
Have you been paying attention?
60 seconds on the clock, Blair. Let's make you a winner this time. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which government program was under scrutiny this week when the Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of King versus Burwell?
Pass.
Which of these fell in every U.S. state last year for the first time in 30 years? Incumbents being reelected to Congress, unemployment, or income tax rates?
Unemployment.
Correct. In what city did testimony begin this week in the trial of Jokhar Tsarnaev?
Boston.
Correct. In what country was the U.S. ambassador attacked and slashed across the face and arm by a knife-wielding activist?
South Korea.
Correct. Which Big East University will face probation and fines after being found guilty of violating NCAA rules over the last decade?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Which government program was under scrutiny this week when the Supreme Court heard arguments in the case of King versus Burwell?
Oh, I don't know. Alabama something, Birmingham, I don't know.
Big East University in trouble is Syracuse. They say head coach Jim Boeheim was not paying attention while his team was doing all sorts of stuff they shouldn't have. They've lost scholarships and they've had games that they won in the past taken away from them. Big trouble for Syracuse and Jim Boeheim. And King versus Burwell was about Obamacare this week. But Blair, you didn't need that because you got the 2, the 3, and the 4, 9 points. You are finally a Harris Challenge winner.
Finally.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will move on to contestant number 3. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Just looking forward to nicer weather this weekend.
Well, that's what we're going to get. Winter is over, I hereby declare.
Sounds good.
Don't come crying to me a week from now when we're shoveling snow again. Which category would you like? National Oreo Cookie Day, Harrison Ford Can Fly, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week?
How about Multiple Choice Week?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Tom. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did McDonald's announce it's phasing out over the next 2 years? The McRib, human antibiotics in chicken, or Ronald McDonald's clown costume? When Apple joins the Dow Jones Industrial Index, what company will it replace? AT&T, John Deere, or Goldman Sachs?
AT&T.
Correct. Which of these is being sued by Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Hall & Oates? A, a boat trailer company called Hall & Boats. B, a cereal company that sells Hall & Oats. Or C, a video game company called Hall & Goats?
The second one.
The cereal?
Yeah.
You're correct. Which cable news personality's wife is going to run for Congress? Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, or Chris Matthews?
Chris Matthews.
Correct. Barbara Mikulski, the longest-serving female U.S. senator, is retiring. From what state does she work? The answer is Maryland. I didn't even give you the 3 choices there because we were going to run out of time before I could get to that. By the way, McDonald's this week announced that it was going to phase out human antibiotics in chicken, which to me is the best tasting part of the chicken.
Yeah, it's so crispy.
Yeah. But, Tom, like our previous contestant, you got the 2, the 3, and the 4. And that's serious, by the way. Hall & Oats is the name of a cereal that is getting sued by Hall & Oats. Tom, you got 9 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So 3 winners in a row, and let's see what Steve can do today. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Enjoy listening to you when you're on, and go Cardinals.
All right. National Oreo Cookie Day or Harrison Ford Can Fly?
Harrison Ford Can Fly.
All right. As you know, Harrison Ford is expected to make a full recovery from the injuries he suffered yesterday when he crashed his single-engine World War II-era training plane at the Penmar Golf Course in Venice, right on the 8th green. Does everybody else get to play through? How does that work when there's a plane on the green?
You play 9 twice, I think.
did he really fly?
The best line I saw on the internet, Han Solo, he hit the ground.
Well, this is about movies in which Harrison Ford flew. 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did his character say, "Get off my plane"?
Pass.
In Star Wars, what was the name of his ship?
Battlestar Galactica.
Millennium Falcon. In which Indiana Jones movie was his fight with a big German mechanic ended when a propeller chewed up his opponent?
Temple of Doom.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
In
what movie did he crash land on a small island with Anne Heche?
Pass.
In what movie was Harrison Ford's character shot down by Nazis? Force 10 from Navarone, Frantic, or Patriot Games?
Patriot Games?
Force 10. In what movie did his character say, "Get off my plane"?
I don't know, Paul.
You do know this one. Gary Oldman playing a Russian who took over the president's plane, which is called...
Air Force One.
Yeah, that's right. 6 days, seven nights was the movie he did with Anne Heche. At the time, she was Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend, and my review of that movie was, this is the best-looking lesbian I've ever seen with Harrison Ford. Steve, you didn't get any right before the buzzer sounded, and so we're going to have to punish you.
Well, I was hoping we could do that. I was getting bored with all the winners. So.
Okay, well, last hour, Colin Jeffrey was in here, and he reviewed this new movie, Chappie, that's out this weekend, which he rated a 5 out of 10. He told us that in the movie there are these two musicians who are a real musical duo called D'Antwoord, and he played us a sample of their music, and I stopped it after 5 seconds because I said, stop it there, because we're going to use it this hour to punish Steve.
I'm a ninja. Yo, my life is like a video game. My main thing when I'm in the zone. One player, one life in the mark. I'm with a dog.
Go, ninja, go.
No, f***er down. I'm cutting down anyone I'm a part. Trying to f*** up my game with razor sharp. Political throw starts. Yeah, my flow's off.
Horse.
Style, wild, out of control. Ninja, go f*** off. Style. Rough rounds with tough styles. With f*** course.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. D. Antwoord, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for him.
Nice.
There you go, man.
Thanks, guys.
Ask for it by name when you download it from iTunes. D. Antwoord. All right, Steve. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too, guys. Bye.
We have time for one more contestant, which is good because we only have one category left. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Paul. I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
I'm going to shout out to one of our sponsors, Old Town Donuts. Last time I played, I won a dozen donuts, and I took them to my 8-year-old's basketball game, and she and her team didn't play very well. We put those donuts underneath the chair. I think we lost 20-2. Girls didn't care. They just dug into the donuts, and that's all they cared about after the game. I wish I would have taken a picture.
And you heard me say this on the air, and now you can confirm. The donuts are the size of a human head, aren't they?
They're huge.
They're gigantic. Ask for the maple bacon donuts, and your kid will never play basketball again, or something like that. All right, well, this is about another sweet product, because today is National Oreo Cookie Day, and here are some questions about Oreos, okay?
I'm ready.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who tends to twist open an Oreo more often, women or men?
Women.
Correct. Which of these is a special Oreo flavor available only in China? Blueberry ice cream Oreo, garlic and ginger Oreo, or green tea Oreo?
I'd have to be the green tea.
That's correct. True or false, vegans and vegetarians can eat Oreos without violating their dietetic rules.
Vegans and vegetarians. I guess it's true.
It is true.
Okay.
How many Oreos have been sold since they debuted in 1912? 500 million, 500 billion, or 500 trillion?
Let's go with 500 trillion.
500 billion.
Billion, I mean.
In what poker movie does Matt Damon's character pick up a tell on John Malkovich's character by watching him eat Oreos?
Can you give me a clue?
It's a poker movie with Matt Damon and John Malkovich. And Oreos.
Clue?
Yeah, that's the clue.
It's
It was
three
called...
hands.
That's all right. Don't hurt yourself. It's called Rounders.
Oh,
I've never gotten it.
Rounders. By the way,
that sounds like a cookie. It doesn't sound like a poker game.
It is.
The chip.
500 billion Oreos. If you stack them up one on top of the other, they would go to the moon and back 5 times.
Wow. And, that's a lot of cookies.
And the reason vegans and vegetarians can now eat Oreos is because while the original recipe included pork fat, it is now made with vegetable oil.
Ooh.
So let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the 1 and the 2 and the 3, and that's only 6 points. So I have to punish you as well with D. Antword. Oh, look, I'm getting a text from Nelly. Turn it off. Okay. All right. Todd, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you enjoy the glorious weekend weather.
I will do it.
Thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday right around 5:15. Exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.